Well, let me just ask you a really simple question. Yeah, a lot of people think it's unbecoming for a preacher to live a life of luxury and to fly around in private jets. What's your response to that?
Very simple. It takes a lot of money to do what we do.
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
And I'm so fucking picky about which episodes get released and which episodes don't in which order. Know that there's a lot of drama behind the scene, a lot of OCD behind the scenes.
Yes, there is.
Chrissy and I, we only put out the best.
The best
and so
of the
what's
best.
Your hearing?
The cream of the crop.
What you're hearing is the best of the best. We can't do any better. It's kind of like a father's pride about that.
Sure.
It's like, wow, you're so young and you're already holding a tune. And I'm in my age and I'm finding that it's harder and harder to hold a tune. I'm not ever sure I could in the first place.
I don't know. Maybe we should replay some of those.
I'm losing my touch. Did you ever have a touch to lose, Brian? I'm not sure. We should replay
that. Sunny side up.
Sunny side up.
Oh, my God.
That drummer looks like a skinny Skeletor ready to die
God.
On stage.
Oh, my God. His face, first of all, I think he's had some work.
Oh, he's had some work. He's blown up like a balloon. Poor guy. He just looks like... He looks like if acid reflux was a person. You know what I'm saying?
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Episode of The Commercial Break. I'm Brian Green. This is my dear friend, Kristen Joy Hoadley. Best to you, Chrissy.
Best to you, Brian.
Best to you out there in the podcast audience. Thanks for joining us on yet another episode. This, The Commercial Break, is all thanks to you. 200 episodes. Here we are. High five.
What?
There we go.
What?
200
That's crazy.
Fucking episodes, man. It's hard to wrap your head around,
it
quite
is.
Frankly,
yes.
That we've done 200 hours of this stupid fucking show already.
Yes.
It doesn't feel like 200 episodes.
No, because if you just count like our friendship before the podcast, then
yeah, it's such
be,
a large amount of time.
It
and then
be,
compare it to the... If we had started with the podcast...
We should have just started with the podcast back in 2007.
We would be enemies long by now. We'd already be separated. We'd be in a podcast divorce, I'm sure of it. But it's thanks to you out there that we keep going. We really appreciate it. I wanted to just take a moment and recognize it for those of you that are probably not paying attention, but in case you are paying attention, 200 episodes, 200 hours have been released. There's probably 500 hours of material, 300 of which will never be released.
Yes. Especially in the early days.
Yeah. Well, there's probably 100 hours and never even got recorded.
I know.
That's the
tough
part.
I would come over, we would do half a show, and then it would be like, we're not recording.
I've told this story a million times.
So sorry,
but there's one specific day that I'll never forget is the pandemic. It's the beginning. We're probably in the teens, I would imagine, episodes at that point. And we get online on this little program that we have to record. So she's on her computer, I'm on my computer in our separate houses. We spend a couple of hours recording this particular episode. And
I remember
we put it in the can, and I was so happy about it. I was like, this is fantastic. We did
like
a great
episode.
I was like
holed up near my closet with like my laptop on my lap.
Oh, man. And so we get done at like 8 o'clock at night. Well, mm-hmm. I want to release at midnight, so... I want to release at midnight. That's what she said. So I go to edit the show at like 10 or 11 o'clock at night, and I realize that I had never pressed record.
Yep.
The episode never recorded on this program that we were using. And so I text Chrissy at like 11:30. I'm like, I'm sorry to do this, but do you think you can get on right now and do? And we were recording at midnight one of these episodes. And then we only had like 15 people listening. Why did we even fucking bother? Like, why did we bother? I know podcasters who are just like, I don't feel like releasing an episode today. I'll just move on. We feel so committed to this show that every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we have to put out a new episode. And I'm so fucking picky about which episodes get released and which episodes don't in which order. Know that there's a lot of drama behind the scenes, a lot of OCD behind the scenes.
Yes, there is.
Chrissy and I, we only put out the best.
The best
and so
of the
what's
best.
Your hearing?
The cream
is,
of the crop.
What you're hearing is the best of the best. We can't do any better. There's so much worse in my computer. And I'll release it as an NFT.
We need to do like a bloopers.
Oh, my God. There's like I've put episodes together of, I guess bloopers, reels, and stuff like that. But
they're just like the best of, which didn't get very much traction.
I know. I did a worst of the best of the worst.
We should do the worst.
Yeah, I did. I did the best of the worst. And I took all episodes that had never been released.
Yes.
And I took the best of that particular hour of material and I spliced them all together and I put it there. And the comment was like, one of the Apple reviews was like,
this is really bad.
This is really like, who fucking cares? Now, granted, it was episode 53. It wasn't really all that great, but you guys don't care for the best ofs. They just don't like it.
No.
So now I feel so self-conscious about doing like re-releasing an episode. A lot of podcasts, they'll re-release episodes if they go on a break.
Yes.
They're just like, yeah, here's number 53 or here's number 22 or the fans like number 67. Our fans don't like anything, so I can't release any of the old episodes.
We're just committed to new content.
That's right. But it's been a wild ride. Thank you very much to you, Chrissy, first and foremost. Thank you very much to you out there in the podcast universe.
Many laughs have been had.
Oh yeah, this kept me going through the pandemic.
It's true.
A couple of children,
yeah.
A couple of shitty dogs,
yeah.
Two different houses. So thanks everybody. I just wanted to take a moment and recognize that. I don't want to spend too much time on it because next week we will celebrate in high style.
We're gonna have a big week.
We'll have a big blowout. We'll go and we'll review some of the old episodes that we find, that some of the bad episodes that are out there that we just, I don't want to take them down because I want to have the full catalog out there.
Yeah.
But there are episodes that I would take down if I could. We'll give ourselves the same treatment we give to everybody else on this show. All in good fun, all in good love. We're going to play some games. We'll have a few of your favorites on. So next week, we're going to celebrate 200 plus in style. But today, we got a great episode for you. So let's get right to it.
Yes. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you. I wanted to take 1 minute. And last episode, we were talking about caffeine, caffeinated beverages.
Yes.
Oh, let me say something too real quick. If you're noticing like a buzz or a hum in the background, that is a fan that we have going on in the studio because yesterday I almost ended up in the hospital. It was a bad combination of hot tea, caffeine, and 100 degree heat outside. And we literally had to stop the show because I needed a breath.
Yes.
So we got a fan in here, all these hot lights. And I felt like I was fucking melting, Chrissy.
Yeah, yeah. You were hot.
Did I look bad? Did
no.
it like, look like I was sweating?
No.
No, it didn't? No. Mm-hmm. Well, Chrissy's not paying attention then. She's like my wife. She's like my second wife. This is another woman in my life that pays no attention to me.
You seemed fine, but then when I noticed you were drinking the hot tea.
All right. Maybe it was a little stupid of me to drink the hot tea. My poor air conditioner is just trying to keep up against all these stupid studio lights we have. And who fucking cares? No one cares about what we look like. But we were talking about caffeine yesterday, and
yes.
I found the 45 most caffeinated beverages. I won't go through all of them, but by ounce. Are you ready? By fluid ounce.
Okay, yeah.
The most caffeinated drink in the world by fluid ounce is something called DynaPrep. Sounds like you're getting ready for a fucking colonoscopy.
It does. I was going to say the same thing.
You know, caffeine gets me going in the morning. Gets my stomach going in the morning. Like,
yeah,
it does. I know a lot of people, for a cup of coffee, for a lot of people, it's like head straight to the shitter.
Yeah.
It's
a diuretic.
Because, yeah.
Coffee is a diuretic.
Oh, it is?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that. Because at Clear Channel, everyone would come in, they'd get their cup of coffee, and then you went into the men's
head
bathroom.
To the next floor.
Yeah. There was... And to any floor in the building, it's like, you would go to that bathroom sometimes like right around 9 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
And there'd be guys waiting in line because it was one stall to take a shit in. It was like, what are you doing? I'm waiting. You know, people be in there for an hour. Anyway, DynaPrep has 714 milligrams of caffeine per fluid ounce. Now, the recommended dosage, how they sell it, is in 0.14 fluid ounces, but it's still the most caffeinated beverage. Think about that. That is a fucking shit ton of caffeine.
That's crazy. Now, is that legal?
I guess, caffeine's a perfectly legal drug.
Mm-hmm.
But there are many people who have experienced like heart palpitations.
I can imagine.
Now, to give you an idea, I said Starbucks had 200 milligrams of coffee. I was wrong. It had 20 milligrams.
I can't believe you were telling wrong facts.
I already said, but like I prefaced
it
by saying I have no idea. I'm just pretending.
How much did it have?
20 milligrams of coffee, a Starbucks regular coffee. But it's not the most caffeine, 20.6. Coffee bean and tea leaf coffee has 20.8. It's the most caffeinated regular coffee you can drink.
Okay.
The top coffees, like canned coffees that mm-hmm. you can get, are Nescafe Iced Java has 117 milligrams per ounce.
Wow.
That's insane. Jolt Cola, which I was talking about, has 10 milligrams per fluid ounce. So it's rather tame.
That seems tame. Yeah.
Yeah, it seems tame. But they were like in my hometown where I lived.
Let's get the word jolt.
Yeah, I mean.
So.
And I think back then, nothing had that much caffeine in it.
You know, this, what was the top one again?
714.
Prep, something prep.
Dyna prep. Asso prep.
Asso prep. Colon blow.
What's that? Colon blow? Do you remember that? What was colon blow? Colon blow was from a movie. You know what I watched the other day? Coming to America. This is totally off topic. Coming to America.
The original one? Yeah.
Just let your soul glow.
It's a great movie.
It's such a good movie. It's a classic. All right. So there you go. There's the actual facts behind the bullshit that I said yesterday.
All right, I'm glad you followed up with that.
Fact, news, and fiction in 30 seconds or less, or your money back guaranteed. Go to tcbpodcast.com in case you want to hear that. My son's starting to sing in tune.
Oh.
So, like, you know, for anybody who has children, and I don't want to make this about, you know, this show is not about children. If you have your children listening to the show, you're a fucking moron. But
don't do it.
But I have a couple of children, and so a good part of my life revolves around children, mm-hmm. and especially young children, because both of my kids are under the age of 5, and so we sing a lot in this house. We sing and we dance a lot. It's our thing.
Right?
And the kids love the music and all kinds of music, but they like the kids' music. And right now, and we go through phases. So it'll be Frozen for a couple weeks, and then it's Monsters, Inc. for a couple of weeks, and then it's Encanto, and, you know, Huey Lewis in the News. We went through a phase there. Sing the movie. We had a Lady Gaga moment. Van Halen, Pearl Jam.
Those movies are great.
It's great. If you don't have children and you are robbing yourself of the opportunity to see some of these animated movies, they are great no matter
what age
you are. And when I didn't have children and I was in my 30s and my friends had children, I always thought, and they would be like, oh, come over and watch a movie, you know, have some popcorn, we can drink a beer and the kids are going to watch whatever, you know. And I'd be like, Frozen. My best friend and his kids watched that Frozen movie 100 fucking times when it first came out on Elsa and Anna. And every time, I would stand outside, drink beer, smoke cigarettes, and just be like, what the fuck? I'm over here on a Friday night watching fucking Frozen? The fuck? Should be at the strip club. But the one time that they got me to watch this movie, I had fucking tears in my eyes before end of the movie. I loved it. I love Elsa. Let it go.
Yeah, just let it go.
You should not rob yourself of the opportunity to see these animated movies.
Which could also be the Dyna Prep, you know, slogan, let it go.
Yeah, let your anus go. Dyna Prep. I swear to God, that sounds like colonoscopy shit, doesn't it?
Yes. Well, Mr. Green, you're going to have your colonoscopy tomorrow, so no solid foods after midnight. Make sure you take 3 Dyna Preps.
You'll be crawling up the tree outside shitting yourself. So the kids are singing, and now I realize that my son is starting to sing in tune, and he's got it. I mean, he's got it. He's got, like, he can hold a note.
I mean,
an actual note in key, and he's young.
Yeah.
And it's amazing.
He could be 34P.
Yeah.
He could start 34P.
How long is it going to take for that kid to be embarrassed? He's going to see one of those episodes about 33P.
Yeah,
he's going to go like, oh my God, Dad, what were you thinking? I was thinking I could sing. Yeah. He's already a better singer than I am. He's 4.
That's awesome.
It's awesome because
I love it.
He's actually singing the words and he's singing them in tune. And I'm just, it's kind of like a father's pride about that.
Sure.
It's like, wow, you're so young and you're already holding a tune. And I'm in my age and I'm finding that it's harder and harder to hold a tune. I'm not ever sure I could in the first place.
I don't know. Maybe we should replay some of those.
I'm losing my touch. Did you ever have a touch to lose, Brian? I'm not sure. We should replay
that.
Sunny side up. We should play some of those old 33.
We should.
So one of the things why I'm saying this and why this is all correlating into our topic today is because I realize that when you got it, you got it. It's one of those things that you pick up on and you got it. Right?
Sure.
If you can sing in tune, you can sing in tune from very early age. I'm sure you can train yourself to sing into tune. But sometimes I think singing is one of those things, or being able to catch a tune. It's one of those things that you get and you probably never lose until your vocal cords actually go, right? There is a new tour coming out this summer, and it's starting here in Atlanta. It's going to start next week, here on June 16th, I think. Tomorrow night.
Oh my God, I know what you're going to say because Rachel invited me to go to this.
Did she really?
Oh yeah, but it's been rescheduled 100 times.
Yeah, and you know why it's being rescheduled? Because no one can fucking sing on this tour. Let me explain the tour real quick, and then I want to hear your Rachel story.
No, it's just that invited me to go. I can't go tomorrow now, but I was going to go 2 years ago.
Okay.
And then now it's been
everyone's
rescheduled.
Talking about this.
It's been rescheduled.
But now everyone's almost half dead and they can't sing.
Right.
It's like people are walking out of concerts. Poison. Bon Jovi, Motley Crue, Skid Row, and who else?
Def Leppard.
Def Leppard. all on
Skid
this
Row.
Same bill.
I don't think Skid Row's on it.
Skid Row was on it. Okay. I think they were on it.
They
I don't know.
Out.
Okay, so let's put Skid Row aside. Okay. I know the big
yeah,
four.
Yeah, Motley Crue.
Def Leppard.
Yes.
Bon Jovi. What did
Let
I just
see.
Yeah, go
yeah,
Let
me
yeah,
look
see.
The text. Here, let me see here.
Motley Crue, Poison, Def Leppard,
I think so.
Motley Crue, all together. For those
together again.
Together again. They were never together. I mean, all of these bands
okay.
are
okay. It's Def Leppard, Poison, and Motley Crue.
Okay, Def Leppard.
That's at least what's playing this
okay.
week.
So I think Bon Jovi. I think Bon Jovi at one point might have okay. been part of this tour, but I think they have had to back out. I don't know. Don't hold me to that. But let me explain. These are three of the biggest bands from the late 1980s.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Until Guns N' Roses came and swung their large cocks and wiped them all off the musical face of the earth, right? And Guns N' Roses was,
in the 90s.
Was better by a measure of 50,000.
Yes.
I mean, what they had to offer was so much better than anything anybody had ever heard in rock and roll that all of these other bands became obsolete overnight, basically. And then quickly after Guns N' Roses came Nirvana and Pearl Jam and Soundgarden and all this other stuff. These guys who are up there trying to sing,
yeah.
I think there's just at some point, Chrissy, you just have to give the fuck
yeah,
up.
Yeah, you do. This, except they probably need money.
This is a money grab. That's all totally, this is a money grab. But I don't know who these fuckers are. That I mean, Rachel, I don't know why she's paying these people.
Well, I think she bought the tickets like 2 years ago.
It doesn't
ago.
Matter. 2 years ago is not that long ago. They weren't much better back then either. I mean, no offense to Rachel, but like, why are we paying?
It seemed like a fun thing 2 years ago.
Okay. Seemed like a fun thing.
Perspectives yeah. change.
But that's it. It's like you're going there I guess if you're going there in just the hopes to catch some nostalgia and yeah. wear your old t-shirt.
Or maybe it's just to
it.
See the spectacle.
Now that I might do.
Yeah.
Now I might pay good money just if I could record it and see the spectacle. Because the guys that are on this tour, ladies and gentlemen, have no, maybe with the notable exception of Bret Michaels, maybe, have no more voices
and
left.
And his bandana.
Yeah, it's bandana that's holding his fake hair on
yes.
it. He doesn't have any hair on that head. You
no,
know he doesn't.
I know.
That's why he's wearing the bandana. Bret Michaels is the lead singer of Poison. And there's probably plenty of you out there who may have no fucking clue who these bands are. They're bands from the late 80s. Check them out. They were the biggest, baddest things ever. They ruled the airwaves on MTV. Everywhere they went, they sold out stadiums. They were playing Wembley to 150,000 people at a
yeah,
time.
Yeah, they really
I mean,
were.
It was just insane. People went crazy for what was called hair metal, which is really cock rock, which is really bad rock and roll is what it is. It's guys with long hair and makeup on that, you know, sang some awful fucking music. But I understand back
yeah.
then, you
yeah.
know, when I was nine, it sounded good because it was the only thing that I knew, right?
Right.
It was getting shoved in my face by MTV.
Yeah, it was
so
new.
I thought it was cool. That's right. So now they're on this reunion tour 40 fucking years later. They're going 35 fucking years later. They're going on this reunion tour. And I have done a little homework. I've done a little investigation, as many people on the internet have, about how these guys are holding up as they go into this
okay.
tour. I've included Bon Jovi in this. I thought Bon Jovi might have been part of the tour at one point.
Maybe he'll jump on later or something.
Let's start with Bon Jovi and we'll end with Motley Crue.
Okay.
Bon Jovi. Here's my opinion. Bon Jovi was a little bit unlike the rest of these cock rock bands.
I agree.
They're a little softer. They took a different kind
yeah,
of approach.
He had a little more depth,
yeah.
it seemed like, to him. You know, living on a prayer.
Living on a prayer.
And he sang about, you know, real life
I'm a cowboy. Yeah, real life things. I'm a cowboy on a steel horse I ride, and I'm wounded.
That was for a movie. That was for a movie, Young Guns.
Oh, was it for Young Guns?
I think it was.
Okay. What?
But okay. The Living on a Prayer and that album,
Slippery When Wet.
Yes.
Which had the boobs. That's awesome. I loved it.
Oh, my God.
It was New Jersey cock rock, I think is
yes.
what it was. It was kind of like a mix between, if you even know who this guy is, between Bruce Springsteen and this hair metal. I think that's
right.
kind of the best way to explain it.
True.
Acoustic, Richie Sambora. John Bon Jovi playing together. They were in like this New Jersey, you know, cover band. And then they got pop. John Bon Jovi wrote a song that got very popular and they formed this band. And Richie Sambora was kind of the heart and soul of this band. He came up with most of the guitar licks and he would sing backup vocals to John. But what people don't realize about singing a lot of times is that when you hear it on an album, it's layered. It's multi-layered. So when you hear that big, thick, full voice of somebody's, oftentimes it's not really that thick or that full. They're just layering, literally, same tune, same note, same chord. They're just layering it. So it gives a, and they might like, by like a millionth of a second.
Does it give a big offset bottom?
I got a big bottom right now. I got a big bottom. I got a huge front. Big bottom. I'm in the pocket. I used to go and watch this. Remember the Brandy House here in Atlanta?
Yes,
the Brandy House here in Atlanta is like this place where all the hippie bands would come and play, and you know, everyone would noodle around and smoke crack in the corner. And this guy is like 92 years old. He was my age when I was his age, right?
He just seemed 92.
He just seemed 92. He was uncool to the max. And he'd always be out on the dance floor noodling around. And anytime the bass player would do something cool, he'd go, "He's in the pocket, man. He's in the pocket." So I used to call him Pocket.
He's
in the pocket. I was like, I don't know what that means, but all right, cool.
I guess it's good.
Yeah. You know where to get any cocaine? You look old enough to know where to get cocaine. Do you know where to get ladies? If you know where to get ladies, I know where to get cocaine.
That was a good trade.
So Bon Jovi never, I think, even if you go back and listen to some of the very early live stuff, his voice is good. But it's never, you always know that Richie Sambora is adding to this, even in the live shows.
Right, okay.
John Bon Jovi has been on a tour. Bon Jovi has. Now, Sambora left the band. He got kicked out because he was an alcoholic and he was sleeping with everybody's wives. And, you know, he was like a real rock star. But kind of a mess, too. Like, I don't want to make fun of alcoholism because it was very serious. And for him, I heard or I've read that it was life-threatening.
Mm-hmm.
John Bon Jovi has been on a tour, picking up from where COVID left him off. He's been on a tour and people have been walking out of the shows because John Bon Jovi sings like a horse that's being kicked in the testicles.
Oh,
it is fucking awful.
Oh, no.
Now, he had COVID, right? And it's very possible. Some people think that this is because of COVID. Some people think it's because he's had many vocal injuries that have been public and he smoked for a long time and he drank for a long time. And even when those vocal injuries happened, he never took the time to recover from. He never took care of himself.
Okay.
Right. Now, John Bon Jovi from 10 years ago and the John Bon Jovi that's singing in 2022 is two totally different fucking things.
Really?
And I want to give you an example. You want to hear?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, let's listen to John in 2002. Hold on one second. Hey, podcast fans, it's time for the commercial break inside of the commercial break. And we want you to know this summer, Chrissy and I are bringing in the world's foremost relationship expert to give relationship advice, and we need your questions to ask. So dial us up, 661-237-8296. That's 661, the word best, the number 2, Y-O-Y-O. Text us or leave us a voicemail at 661-237-8296. Or you can drop us a line at tcbpodcast.com. Hit the contact us button and email us your questions. We won't use your name, we promise. Speaking of the website, you can get all the audio and all the video right there at tcbpodcast.com or go to youtube.com/thecommercialbreak for our entire video library. Chrissy and I love doing the show for you. We just ask two simple favors in return. Number one, if you have an extra minute, go to your favorite podcast player and leave us a review and a rating. It really does help grow the show and more people need to know about this ridiculous podcast. Number two, if you're ever in the market for our sponsors, products, or services, please use the specialized URLs or codes when given to get a free discount and let those sponsors know TCB cares. TCBpodcast.com, 661-BEST-TO, and YouTube.com/thecommercialbreak. We'll be back to this episode of The Commercial Break after we hear from the sponsors. Thanks again. Chrissy, I was on the internet.
As I do,
and I found some John Bon Jovi. Here we go. Ready?
Okay. Is this current?
This is 20. No, this is 2002.
Okay.
2002.
Okay,
so
gotcha.
20 years ago. By the way, Bon Jovi never not selling out amphitheaters and huge arenas, no matter what year it is. So yeah. Unlike Poison and Motley Crue and Skid Row or whoever, Def Leppard, never went through a phase where they were not true. Selling out. So this yeah. also makes them a little bit different than some of these other bands, is mm-hmm. they never experienced, at least live, they never had
a lull.
Yeah, they're not like Spinal Tap. Like one day they're selling out the Georgia Dome and the next day they're playing your cousin's bar mitzvah. It's not like
that. Yeah. There's Richie.
Yeah. Richie's a rock god.
He is. He was married to Heather Locklear.
Yeah, man. She was smoking hot. Look how many fucking people are there.
Yeah, it's packed.
Wow. Halfway there. Sorry, that is the lead singer of 33P. I had to show you what my vocal skills were first before John Bon Jovi.
Yeah.
He missed the cue. He missed yeah. the cue to sing.
He used to work on the docks.
Johnny used to pull on his car, riding down the train all day.
Wow. You can hear in his voice that he's not like, this is not the album version, right? He's a little, it's his vocals are thin. He's pushing out very nasally singing. Just listen. It's yeah. like, it's very flimsy, but he's holding a tune.
He's
got a tune.
Yep. The ultimate love song.
Sorry, you could tell it's working 2002 because everyone's holding up their digital cameras.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? Some guy's got like a boombox.
Press record. We're living on a prayer cup zone, man. You hold down the play and the record button at the same time.
You're a certain age if you know what I just said.
Yeah.
Okay, we get it, right? He's got a rather commanding. He's holding on to the tune.
He is.
He's commanding the audience. He's a showman for sure.
Yeah.
He's letting the audience do the hard work on
That's
the.
True. They're singing.
Right, Richie's behind him singing the high notes. Everyone's happy and going wah 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 wah. I'd probably shoot somebody if I had to play that song 3,000 times in my life. I feel like if you do one more wah, I'm gonna kill you. Okay, now let's fast forward 20 years.
This is a before and after.
This is a before and after.
Yeah.
You just heard "Living on a Prayer," 2002. Let's go to Bon Jovi, 2022. Sans Richie Sambora.
Okay.
No Sambora. Okay, here we go. This video quality is not as good because that was professionally recorded. This is recorded by some jackhole with his camera. Okay. First thing we notice is that he got George Bush's wife's hair. He got Laura Bush's hair.
Barbara Bush. Yeah. Yeah.
What happened to your hair, John?
Yeah.
He's got to be in his 60s, right?
I guess
In his late 60s, probably?
I guess so.
He must be. Okay. So, okay, aging aside.
Does he have an American flag on his jacket?
Who knows? He's always giving those speeches where he's never really, he's like the commercial break. You never really know what he's up to with politics. He's always alluding to something, but never, he's like, I just wanted to say with all that's going on in the country right now, it's crazy, it's crazy. We have more in common than we do apart. Let's get together. We got to live on this earth together. Meanwhile, whatever.
Yeah, he almost fell getting up the stairs there,
yeah,
too.
He's frail. He looks frail.
Yeah, it does.
His hair looks frail.
It does.
That yeah, it hair does. Looks like it's about
it's
to
bush.
Fall off.
It's yeah, bushy.
I know. He's probably hanging on to every thread.
Yes.
Tell you what's living on a prayer. It's his bangs. He's holding his head. He's holding his hand up high with the microphone.
Yeah.
He's thinking to himself, "You paid $700."
Do what we got. It doesn't make a difference if we're making or not.
Why are they holding his arm? Jeez, what is this? What's happening?
He's like at the senior citizen home. He's trying to escape the senior citizen home. And there's two bodyguards
there's
holding his left
holding
arm.
Him up.
I know. I think they don't want him to fall. Like, you
right,
know, obviously.
They're holding him up.
He's frail. I think this might have to do with COVID. I'm not sure,
yeah.
But listen to that voice.
Yeah.
It is
changed.
Ragged. Changed. That's a turtle getting smashed on the highway. That's what I imagine that sound is like. Oh,
am I too hot for love?
Oh.
We'll keep it a shot. Oh.
Now you sing.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Look at the lady behind him in like a Walmart moo-moo. She's like, don't worry,
young,
John, I'll sing for
those
you.
Those aren't the young groupies like he used to have.
No.
Oh, God.
She's wearing like a SpongeBob SquarePants moo-moo.
Yes.
And she's just singing her heart out. She loves it.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's a showman. You got to give him that.
Yeah.
Okay.
We need more wawa. John, come in here for a second. I listened to this song. It's very good, very good. But I think we need some wah. Can you put some wah wah? Wah 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 wah. That's how I imagine this song. Wah 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 wah. Now it's da 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 da. Wah 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 wah. So much better, right?
Oh.
He's able to jump.
Yeah, okay. He's probably breaking a hip right now.
He does have Barbara Fish's hair.
He's got some hair. That's good.
He could make it more stylish. I mean, okay, it's gray.
He's like one of the richest dudes in rock. He doesn't have a hairstylist.
He could make it more stylish.
Call Howard Stern, man, for something. Poor John.
Yeah.
On top of this is what I'm afraid of.
And is Bon Jovi his last name?
No, it's not. But John Bonia Jovi.
Okay.
Bonia Jovi was their first manager, I believe.
Got it.
Bonia Jovi.
Okay.
Right? I think that's the story.
Yeah, my sister and I have laughed about this before, saying we should just add like Chrissy Bonhoeffer.
Yeah, Chrissy, Brian Bongreen. It doesn't work. It's not the same. Bonhoeffer's good, though. I'm
going to
start calling you Bonhoeffer. Bonhoeffer! Sounds like we're in the Sound of Music. All right, a couple more minutes of this, and then we'll tell a story about John Bon Jovi concert.
just spent your paycheck on shit.
In his defense, I have to say I've seen a couple of specials with him on CBS Sunday Morning where he does a lot. He has this kitchen in Jersey.
I have a kitchen too. No, here in
where he helps. He feeds homeless people. So.
I do too. I feed the dogs.
They would be homeless.
They would be homeless, but I took them in. I take them in. What does he do? What do you do, John? You're just feeding them. I got them living with me. They're in my bed. One of them walks around and barks at me all day long. All right, so something's going on with John's voice,
and
people are walking out of the concerts and they're posting bad reviews. I have to say, this is I have a little bit of empathy for him because
I do too.
I don't think his voice was ever that great live. Mm-hmm. I think he's always been very thin. Probably the cigarettes and the smoking and the damage is all done. It's all taken its toll. He's all done. He's done it all. First of all, for the money and the fame, but second of all, for the fans, right?
Yes.
So I also think that it's easy to sit here and judge, you know, what's going on with someone else. John has always, to me, I'm not a huge fan of Bon Jovi, the band.
Yeah,
it's not like it's not my thing, but they always seem to put on a good show. People seem to love him. And you're right. They do a lot of good. He does do a lot of good. He was down there in the 9/11 and the whole nine yards, right? But his voice is just awful. He should hang this up.
Yeah.
To charge people $150.
He should just lip sync and, you know.
People wouldn't care. They wouldn't give a shit.
They wouldn't care at all.
But he's already been caught, I think, a time or two lip syncing.
Oh,
yeah, I think so. I think it was like a big controversy about that at one point. John Bon Jovi.
Bon Jovi Gate.
Yeah, Bon Jovi Gate.
Jovi Gate.
Living on a Prayer. Did you sing it live? Yes or no, John? Raise your hand and swear to the rock gods that you sang that live. But you can tell that I think people have reason to be upset.
Yeah.
It seems like most of the people are having fun. And I've watched a lot of these videos over the last couple of days.
Yeah.
And most people are like, whatever, I came to have fun. And, you know, we had fun. He was a great showman. And
we were hammered.
Yeah, that's the AKA. I was too drunk. It's the one time of year I get to do blow. I couldn't hear anything. I was high on LSD. Sounded great to me. Yeah. Me and my wife took ecstasy. I tried to get her pregnant. We're 70. I went to a John Bon Jovi concert. Concert one time. With my ex-wife. She was so excited about this. She was so into Bon Jovi.
Okay.
And I just was like, whatever.
Yeah.
But we went at the old Philips Arena.
Right.
And I mean, I guess this is still Philips Arena. We went to Philips Arena and we got really good seats. Like some guy that she worked with ended up giving us his sweet seats. So we walked underneath the building.
Yeah,
the we went to the private club.
Sweet.
Pee-pee. I went pee-pee in the sweet. I got some pee-pee in the sweet. Private bathroom and everything. You're in your own stall.
Yeah.
Okay. And then we come out. We get our seats.
You have to be careful. You can only do number one in those suites, though.
No, you can't do number two. You don't want to fucking stank up the place. I remember at the Braves Stadium a couple times we had like some HVAC guys we were trying to impress, and they came in there and dropped a couple double deuces. They had 6-foot-longs and a Bud Light, and we're like, great seats, man. I'm like, I can't tell. I can't smell anything. All of section 212 is clear out. They're calling hazmat right now. That's a great shitter you got in there. What is that? The Moen 3000? I just installed one of those the other day. So we get out to the seats, and we're right side stage, like, you know, stage left, right there, you know, pretty close. And there are two rows in front of us, but those two rows where we are, they're blocked off. Like the 6 chairs right in front of us are blocked off.
Okay.
And there is what looks like a tabletop, like this tabletop right there in front of us. Right. And I'm like, that's fucking strange. Why do they have a table here? But we don't think much of it. Blah, blah, blah. Night goes on. Show goes. You know, remember Chris Daughtry, the guy from American Idol?
Yes.
He came out before, and it was the moment when he had that song, like, you know, I'm coming home when a place where I belong. I should have seen the feet of better be.
Right. Yeah.
Song that everybody loved.
I forgot about that.
It was on every fucking Chevy commercial. Okay. Never before have I ever seen an opening band. More people watching the opening band than actually watched Bon Jovi.
Okay,
it was insane.
Yeah, like, it was his moment.
Yeah, and that one song, everyone, you couldn't hear anything, Chrissy. It was deafening. I'm coming! at home. People crying. I'm like, what the fuck is this? It's American Idol guy. So John comes on, Bon Jovi comes on, Scott Sambora with him, the whole nine yards. Halfway through the concert, they take a break, okay? They take a break, and and then all of the sudden, guys with lights and radios, and he's going like this to me and to my ex-wife, and he's like, stay right here, guys, stay right here. And I'm like, I wasn't going, where the fuck am I going to go? There's a tabletop in front of me. Where am I going to go? I got to go with pee-pee in the sweet-sweet. What do you want me to do? Can I pee-pee on the sweet-sweet, pee-pee on the tabletop? What are we doing here? And all of a sudden, another guy, two guys with flashlights come out, and they're like, got their flashlights on the floor. Ground. The lights had just, house lights had just gone on. People were going crazy because they knew that the band was coming back on. And guess who pops up right in fucking front of us? John Bon Jovi.
Okay.
It's like a stand that he's going to stand on. And
in
sing
the crowd.
In the crowd, a couple of songs. And there we are, right fucking there. I'm looking at Bon Jovi's dick for three songs. I got John
Bon
Jovi.
What happened to me with the Beastie Boys?
I got John Bon Jovi, John Jovi's dick right in front of me. He's gyrating and swaying, and I'm like, this is uncomfortable. And like the Jumbotron and the, you know, the shining light on us.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm trying to hide my head because I'm like, I don't want to be on John Bon Jovi's dick shot. I'm like in between his legs. He's gyrating, and I'm like, hey.
Yeah. Here, ex-wife, you go here.
Here, Julie, you want to switch seats with me? Because the way this looks, it looks like I'm giving Bon Jovi head with a flashlight. It was so crazy. You had Beastie Boy dick in your face?
I did. Well, we went to the Beastie Boys concert, and my sister and I, and we ended up making friends. We were about halfway back from the stage on the floor, Phillips Arena.
Okay.
Same thing. And we ended up making friends with the security guy, had him watch my purse. I was dancing. He said, hey, look, I'm going to tell you something. They're going to go down underneath the thing, and they're going to come up right over here if you want to go over there to the side.
Ah, cool.
And Kelly and I said, yeah, we're going over there. So he watched my purse. And Kelly and I ran up, and sure enough, Beastie Boys pop up on the side.
Wow.
There on like a whole thing. And we're like, yeah. And then this one girl got so excited that she dumped a whole red drink all over my sister.
Oh, you're kidding me. She just like dumped it all over? Yeah.
I turned around and Kelly was like, shit.
Well, a small price to pay for being in front of
Beastie Boys. Right there, the Beastie Boys.
Yeah, for being in front of Ad Rock.
I love the Beastie Boys.
That same type of swell of audience did not happen for John Bon Jovi. First of all, the security was all around us. And second of all, I think people were just too old and didn't give a shit.
To maneuver their way.
Remember how he said there was never a lull in the live audiences?
Right.
The place was packed. He didn't have an album out. There was nothing to talk about for years, right?
Yes.
But it was still packed, but it wasn't that kind of like Beatlemania bullshit going on.
Right.
You know, I think they were there because they had season tickets to the Hawks, and they were like, well,
that's true.
Bon Jovi. I remember that guy. Yeah. Let's go see him. But even then, his voice wasn't, I remember it not being fantastic. Mm. It wasn't great. Okay, let's move on to the next band that's on this tour that I have video evidence and proof of why you should not be paying to go to this tour. I'm probably going to get sued for malfeasance or some bullshit. We've talked about Vince Neil a million times on this show. A million times.
Wow!
Wow! Wow! Vince Neil's a different story altogether. Mm-hmm. John Bon Jovi, I got a little bit of empathy for.
Yes.
Because I think he's his voice is just blown. He shouldn't be doing this anymore. Maybe COVID pushed it way over the edge. Maybe he was headed that way anyway, because he's never been fan. You know, you can tell the progression over the years is bad.
Yes.
But Motley Crue is a different story altogether.
Yes,
fucking jokel yokel, Vince Neil, he is just taking people's money, and he doesn't give a shit. He doesn't even know the lyrics to his own songs. It's crazy. He can't be bothered to put a teleprompter in front of him and sing a fucking song properly. Are you ready?
I'm
about to present video evidence of this, why you should not be paying to go to this tour, and why there is now some word, what I read online, though I don't know this. It was just a rumor in the first place. Here's your fiction for the day, that they may have taken Vince Neil off the Motley Crue. Like, Motley Crue may be looking for a new singer because of how bad.
I mean, somebody else could probably do a better job.
Oh, my God. This is awful. Okay, this is Vince by himself doing a show, I think, in Illinois earlier this year. He's got a, you know, he's just kind of pieced a band together. And the band is, okay. Listen,
hey,
here's
you wanna
the thing,
play?
Too. If I'm in, let's say I'm in 33P still.
Yes.
Right? I'd like to think
still
I'm
still trying to make it.
I think I'm still trying to, still waiting for that big break. Still waiting for Sunny Side Up to bring me royalty checks. Sunny Side Up! Still waiting for that Rage Against the Machine cover to do great. You know, the one that turned into sweet cherry pie.
You got that egg commercial.
I did. Yeah, I did. Sunny Side Up. We here at Farm Fresh, Eggland's best, only the best chickens will do. Free range. You can have your chickens any way, any your eggs, any way you like it. Sunny Side Up!
Yep.
I like to think that if I was in, you know, if I'm in my 50s and I'm still trying to be out there making a living, right. Let's say I had like one or two hits like Motley Crue did, mm-hmm. right? That I wouldn't be trying to act like I was still 22. I like to think I'd be like a mature rock and roll statesman.
Right.
Like a...
You get a cut like Laura Bush.
I would be wearing one of those wigs as a statesman. Like
a powdered wig.
Powdered wig. I hereby declare you are as a 33 penis concert. Like an elder statesman of rock and roll.
Yeah,
like
there's a way to age gracefully.
Yeah, like an Eddie Vedder type or a Bruce Springsteen type. Right. You know, mm-hmm. I'd probably be that popular. But these guys are still pretending that they're 21 years old.
Exactly.
Living in a bus and, you know, grooming and princing and prancing around. Yeah. Look at the band that he's put together. Okay. Along with the singing that's awful. Go to youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. I promise you it'll be worth it. Oh, let me turn on the full reaction chat here. Here you go. Wow!
Oh. Yeah, that guy's no Tommy Lee. Mm. Oh, my God.
That drummer looks like a skinny Skeletor ready to die on stage.
Oh, my God. Neil, his face, first of all, I think he's had some work.
Oh, he's had some work. He's blown up like a balloon. Poor guy. He just looks like... He looks like if acid reflux was a person. You know what I'm saying? Yes. Wa-pow!
Yeah.
I think he's got ear pods in.
And he does.
I think he's actually taking a phone call while he's doing this concert. He's like, hey, honey, hold on 1 second. I'll be right back. I got to sing this song real quick.
Oh. I think he's chewing gum.
He's doing seven things a singer should never do. They're blowing smoke all over the stage. He's got his head. He's got his ear pods in. He's probably listening to another Shakira or something in his ear pods.
He's chewing gum.
He's chewing gum, and he runs across the stage a couple of times. For those of you not watching, he runs a couple.
Well, runs a strong word.
Okay, he gallops.
Walks fast.
Gallops like a fat horse. Around the stage, and then he's out of breath. He can't move anymore, so he just stands there.
Yeah! Yeah!
Who's got my paycheck? What time do I leave? I'm looking for my limousine. Gotta get back to the hotel room, drink some more beer, cause I'm getting some mock cocaine. I took your money, Dr. Feelgood.
Can't understand anything he's saying.
He's not even moving his mouth. No. He's like a puppet that just opens his mouth and makes noises. He's not even trying to pretending to sing the lyrics. He's like, ah, 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 ah. Sounds like a dead squirrel.
No. He's just pointing at people. He's not even singing.
You sing. You take it.
What's the words?
What's the words? I'll take the money. You sing. You fade and you fade and you fade and you fade. Whoa!
Whoa! That almost poked that guy's eye out.
Wow.
What if he dropped that drumstick and then this it kept playing and you're like, oh, busted.
This guy is playing drums in slow like a real life. Who's the Muppet?
Gonzo?
Gonzo, yeah. He's like a real life Gonzo. His hair's just flying everywhere. Yeah. And when you catch a glimpse of his face, he looks like he's dying. He looks like he's came to life. He looks like Nico smells. That's what he looks like. Nico smells. Nico, my dead dog. The drummer's so excited when he hits the cymbals. He's like, I did it! I'm so proud of us!
Boom.
Yeah. I hit it again. I didn't die on that one either. I got life. There's life left in these old Zoltan bones. He's got a Zoltan shirt on.
A jersey.
A Zoltan jersey. He looks like Zoltan. I got one thing I understand.
Yeah, it's bad.
You might as well take your money and throw it in the can.
Oh, whoop-ow! Yeah.
Chrissy, this is just as bad as it gets. I promise you this is as bad as it gets. And, you know, People are paying big money to go see this concert, and what they're going to see is three shitty singers praying they don't die on stage. I'm glad you're not going to this concert.
No.
And Rachel, shame on you. You shouldn't be paying these people money.
We'll find out how it goes.
I hope Rachel, can you send a message to Rachel?
Yes.
Can you tell her to please record
some of it?
Vince Neil.
Yes.
Singing. Just one full song.
Right.
One full song we know.
Like, okay.
I don't know too many Vince Neil songs, but, you know, Dr. Feelgood. Yeah. Yeah. Dr. Feelgood, good quality. That's what I...
Rachel knows how to record.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, Def Leppard, I've seen recent video of, and they're doing all right.
Okay,
and I'll tell you why. It's because all five of them sing at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever his name is, the Sugar Bee Sweet guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they
pour
only
some
had...
Sugar.
Yeah, pour some sugar on me. Don't remember. I remember buying that album, but I still don't remember one song from that.
Just that one. Yeah.
You remember any?
Like a drum one?
there was a drum one. Yeah, with the weird drums. Yeah. Well, the guy has one arm.
I know.
The guy fucking plays drums
That's
with one
feat.
Arm.
Yeah.
Better than I sang with all my vocal cords. Okay, one more thing I want to talk about while we're on singers.
Okay.
Did you check out Justin Bieber? Have you heard about Justin?
I have heard, yes, I saw this. Poor thing with his face.
Poor thing, actually. This is really scary
shit. It is, yeah.
For those of you that
I didn't know about this.
He got, Mariner's disease or
something. Some type of disease, yeah.
He got some inner ear disease that causes a virus in your ears.
Yes.
And then it paralyzes half of your face, or some cases your whole face.
Right.
And less than 50% of the people who get this recover from this, by the way.
Oh, my God.
So this could be Justin's, like, Justin may not do this again. If you've seen him live, that may be the last time. You want to hear what he has to say about it?
I saw it.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. That's not Justin.
Hey, everyone. Justin here. I wanted to update you guys on what's been going on. Obviously, as you can probably see from my face.
Still seems like it could be able to sing, though. He would just have a non-blinking eye.
It's kind of creepy. But, I mean, it's not his fault, obviously.
Mm-mm.
But it's a little weird.
Yeah.
And, I mean, if you can't move your mouth.
And his wife just had a stroke, too.
His wife had a fucking stroke?
Yeah.
Haley Barber?
Baldwin?
Haley Barber. Haley Baldwin?
Yeah.
She's smoking hot.
She is very hot.
She's so good looking.
She is. But, yeah, they're not doing well health-wise.
What's going on over there at
the Bieber household? I don't know.
It's like Putin got a hold of him. It's like poisoning him or something.
I don't know.
It's weird.
Called Ramsey Hunt syndrome.
Ramsey Hunt.
And it
fucking
is
Ramsey and Hunt. When those two assholes get together, it's never good news.
Oh my God.
From this virus that.
He's obviously not living in the South. He's got on a flannel shirt and a beanie.
My facial.
Yeah.
Nerves.
Well, I think that's what happens when you travel all around the fucking world.
You gotta wear a beanie.
Yeah, you gotta wear a beanie. Wait, when you're Justin Bieber, do you remember when Justin was going through all that? Remember when Justin was going through all that trouble? When he was like pissing in buckets in the back of Wendy's and stuff like that?
Yeah.
He was just like kind of wilding out.
He was, yeah, he was.
You know, every, you know, young pop star then has their moment of bullshit.
Yes.
And they go through it. You know, everybody's going through it. Christina.
Miley.
Miley and everybody. Miley weathered it pretty well.
She did.
She just took off her clothes.
Yeah.
And said, I don't care. You want to see my tits? Here they are.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Everybody wants to see my tits now that I'm 18. Here they are. Yeah. And I'll show them often so they're not that big of a deal.
Yeah.
I have a lot of respect for Miley Cyrus, actually. Because not
I
that,
love Miley.
Not because she got naked. She just do whatever you want with your body.
No, but she's very just open and honest of who
but
she is.
But because she took control of the narrative.
She
and
did.
She decided how she was portrayed as she was becoming a woman. She didn't let everybody else decide, like some of these other young ladies, you know, like Britney and, you know, the horrible things that happened to her. And but, you know, when he was going through his piss in a bucket phase, he lived here in Atlanta. He moved here
to
Atlanta. Remember, he was
That's
in Sandy Springs. And I didn't know at the time, but I figured out because his house, the house that he was renting was right on my route. It was like Ludacris's house or something, you know.
Okay.
And it was right on the route that I was taking to the place where I was working at the time. And one time I saw people outside playing basketball. And I pulled
That's
over
right.
on the side of the road.
It was him and Carl?
I don't know who him and Carl. It was Lentz. Hey, Justin, sorry about your face.
Hey, Jay. I heard about your face. It really sucks. I don't think you're going to be able to get any more chicks like that, dude. So if you got any extra pussy laying around, just send it my way. You know it's me, Carl. Okay, I'll talk to you later. Love you. Hope your face gets better.
So I pulled over to take a picture.
Yeah.
Right? And this is the time when the neighbors were putting out signs. We don't want you here, Bieber.
Oh,
like,
right.
The neighbors were being real fucking cruel.
They were.
But there was a lot of drama going on in news trucks. And I was one of those assholes who stopped and tried to take a picture. And I got directly kicked off the property. I had a huge guy come at me. I mean, he was huge. And he just, he didn't say much. He didn't need to. I knew what was going on. Yeah. So,
I'm leaving.
Yeah, I'm leaving. I'm out of here. See you later. I live here.
And has caused my face to have paralysis. As you can see, this eye is not blinking.
Ugh.
I can't smile on this side of my face.
I mean, that's
face.
Like having Novocaine, this I would assume, you know, kind of like on the side of your face.
That's that weird dentist feeling.
Yes.
Yeah, that's weird, too.
It is weird.
Because you think you look fucked up.
Yeah, you do.
Well, sometimes you do.
You do. Yes.
Sometimes you do.
But you can also chew through your lip.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Poor Justin. You think he's got to, like, drink through a straw and shit like that? I bet he's got to take his food through a straw. If this ends his career, this is going to be really sad.
That's
like,
not
I got nothing against Bieber.
It's not going to.
Except for Lentz. I got nothing against Bieber except for Lentz. That's the only thing I have against Bieber.
True.
Because Lentz was a douchebag. Poor Justin.
Victory V.
Yeah, the victory. Hey, yo, Victory V, girl. I can't preach on an empty dick. Oh my God.
Yep.
I hope that everything turns out well for Bieber. So there it is. There's your updates on
thoughts
the singers.
And prayers.
Thoughts and prayers. Don't be an asshole. All right, thoughts and prayers.
Thoughts and prayers go out to Justin.
Thoughts and prayers out to Justin. Thoughts and prayers out to John Bon Jovi.
It's everyone.
No
that
thoughts
we talked
nor
about.
Prayers out to that, slob Vince Neil. You're just taking people's money, dude. You know you can't sing. You've never been able to sing.
Yeah.
How they even got an album out of you, I don't know. And Vince killed somebody,
Marketing.
Didn't he? Oh, yeah,
I think
that's true.
He did kill
somebody. Remember the
I think
story?
So, a car wreck.
He got
in
a car wreck. He was
drunk. Yeah, that's right.
He told his buddy to come with him to get some alcohol, I think. I think he told his buddy to come with him or whatever. And he flipped the car a couple times and the guy died. Now, you'd think that'd be enough to stop you cold in your tracks. But Vince is still drunk because there's video all over the internet of it.
Yeah.
That I know of.
I'm texting Rachel right now to ask her to take pictures.
Make sure she takes pictures. Yeah. We need video evidence of Vince Neil being an asshole and taking your money. I hope Def Leppard puts on a good show. That's all I got to say. All right. TCBpodcast.com. That's where you go. Find out more information about Chrissy and I. All the video, all the audio right there from one location. You can drop us a line on the email in the contact form. You can also hit us up, 661-237-8296. If you want to be a part of the show, you have questions, comments, concerns, or content ideas, send them to 661 best to yo. 661, the word best, the number two, Y-O-Yo. And do us a favor, hit us up on Instagram at The Commercial Break, TikTok, the dot commercial dot break. I'm putting up new videos there on TikTok.
Oh, the old TikTok.
The old TikTok. We're going to see if we can get a following. So far, 6 people following us on the TikTok. I got 25 views so far.
Wee! Yeah.
200 episodes, I got 25 views.
That's right. Sounds about right.
Yeah. That's all.
Cheers.
We're only double as good on Instagram. I got 50 views. All right. And you know how we do it. Listen, Chrissy and I want to say thank you very much from the bottom of our hearts. 200 episodes. Would never have done it without you. Chrissy, that's all I can do today. I love you.
I love you.
There's the best to you.
Best to you.
Best to you out there in the podcast universe. We're going to be here for 200 more. I promise you. We're going to start doing 6 days a week.
And we're going to sound like Vince Neil at the time next 200.
Until next time. We always say we must say bye.